नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 47 48 49 50। आह राजा धर्मसूतः चिंतयन् सुहृदां व्रदम् प्राकृतेनात्मना विप्रा स्नेहमोहवशं गतः आह राजा धर्मसूतः चिंतयन् सुहृदां वदम् प्रकृतेनात्मना विप्रा स्नेहमोहवशं गतः आह सेड राजा किंग युधिष्ठिर धर्मसुतः द सन ऑफ धर्म यमराज चिंतयन थिंकिंग ऑफ सुहृदाम ऑफ द फ्रेंड्स वदम किलिंग प्राकृतेना बाय मटेरियल कंसेप्शन ओनली आत्मना बाय द सेल्फ विप्रा ओ ब्राह्मण स्नेह अफेक्शन मोह डिल्यूजन वशम बीइंग कैरिड अवे बाय गता हैविंग गॉन। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Yudhishthir, son of Dharma, overwhelmed by the death of his friends, was aggrieved just like a common materialistic man. Of O sages, thus deluded by affection, he began to speak. Please repeat. King Yudhishthir, son of Dharma, overwhelmed by the death of his friends, was aggrieved just like a common materialistic man. O sages, thus deluded by affection, he began to speak. Purport. King Yudhishthir, though he was not expected to become aggrieved like a common man, became deluded by worldly affection by the will of the Lord, just as Arjuna was apparently deluded. A man who sees knows well that the living entity is neither the body nor the mind, but is transcendental to the material conception of life. The common man thinks of violence and non-violence in terms of the body, but that is a kind of delusion. Everyone is duty-bound according to one's occupational duties. A kshatriya is bound to fight for the right cause, regardless of the opposing party. In such discharge of duty, one should not be disturbed by the annihilation of the material body, which is only an external dress of the living soul. All this was perfectly known to Maharaj Yudhishthir, but by the will of the Lord, he became just like a common man, because There was another great idea behind this delusion. The king would be instructed by Bhishma as Arjuna was instructed by the Lord himself. Take the next one. Aho me pashyatan jnanam.
Aho me pashyatan jnanam.
Hridi rudham duratmanah.
Hridi rudham duratmanah.
Parakshasvayave dehasya.
Parakshasvayave dehasya.
Bhavyo me kshauhirin dahta.
Bhavyo me kshauhirin dahta.
Aho.
Oh,
me,
my,
pashyata, jassi, agyanam, ignorance, hridi, in the heart, rudam, situated in, duratmana, of the sinful, parakyasya, meant for others, eva, certainly. Dehasya, of the body. Bhavya, many.
Me,
by me. Akshahini, combination of military phalanxes. Hata, killed. King Yudhishthira said, "Oh my lord, I am the most sinful man. Just see my heart, which is full of ignorance. This body, which is ultimately meant for others, has killed many flanks of men." Purport. A solid flanks of 21,870 chariots, 21,870 elephants, 109,650 infantry, and 65,600 cavalry is called an Akshahini. And many Akshahinis were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Maharaj Yudhishthir, as the most pious king of the world, takes for himself the responsibility for killing such a huge number of living beings, because the battle was fought to reinstate him on the throne. This body is after all meant for others. While there is life in the body, it is meant for the service of others. And when it is dead, it is meant to be eaten by dogs and jackals or maggots. He is sorry because for such a temporary body, such a huge massacre was committed. 49. Baladvija Suharan Mitra.
Baladvija Sumitra.
Pitra Bhatra Guru Duraha.
Pitra Bhatra Guru Duraha.
Name Syan Nirayan Moksho.
Name Syan Nirayan Moksho.
He Api Varsha Yuta Yutai.
He Api Varsha Yuta Yutai.
Bala,
boys.
Dvija, the twice born. Suhrit, well wishers. Mitra,
friends.
Pitra, parents. Bratra, brothers. Guru, preceptors. Druhaha, one who has killed. Na,
never.
Me,
my.
Syat, there shall be. Nirayat, from hell. Moksha, liberation. He, certainly. Api,
although.
Varsha,
years.
Ayuta,
millions.
Ayutai, being added. I have killed many boys, brahmanas, well-wishers, friends, parents, preceptors and brothers. Though I live millions of years, I will not be relieved from the hell that awaits me for all these sins. Whenever there is a war, there is certainly a massacre of many innocent living beings, such as boys, brahmanas and women, whose killing is considered to be the greatest of sins. They are all innocent creatures, and in all circumstances killing of them is forbidden in the scriptures. Maharaj Yudhishthir was aware of these mass killings. Similarly, there were friends, parents and preceptors also on both sides, and all of them were killed. It was simply horrible for him to think of such killing, and therefore he was thinking of residing in hell for millions and billions of years. Last one. नैनो राज्ञा प्रजा भर्तुर धर्मयुद्धे वदो द्विषाम इति मेना तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः न नेवर एना सिंस राज्ञ ऑफ द किंग प्रजा भर्तु ऑफ वन हु इज एंगेज इन द मेंटेनेंस ऑफ द सिटीजंस धर्म फॉर द राइट कॉज युद्धे इन द फाइट वध किलिंग द्विषाम ऑफ द एनिमीज इति ऑल दीज मे फॉर मी न नेवर तो बट बोधाय फॉर सेटिस्फैक्शन कल्पते दे आर मेंट फॉर एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन शासनम इंजंक्शन वच वर्ड्स ऑफ देर इज नो सिन फॉर ए किंग हु किल्स फॉर द राइट कॉज हु इज एंगेज इन मेंटेनिंग हिज सिटीजन्स बट दिस इंजंक्शन इज नॉट एप्लीकेबल टू मी. महाराज युधिष्ठिर थॉट that although he was not actually involved in the administration of the kingdom, which was being carried on well by Duryodhana without harm to the citizens, he caused the killings of so many living beings only for his personal gain of the kingdom from the hands of Duryodhana. The killing was committed not in the course of administration, but for the sake of self-aggrandizement, and as such, he thought himself responsible for all the sins. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. आह राजा धर्मसूत चिंतयन सुहृदां वदम प्राकृतेनात्मना विप्रा नेहमोहवशं गतः. किंग युधिष्ठिर सन ऑफ धर्म ओवरवेल्म्ड बाय द डेथ ऑफ हिज फ्रेंड वाज एग्रीव्ड जस्ट लाइक अ कॉमन मटेरियलिस्टिक मैन. ओ सेजेस दस डिल्यूटेड बाय अफेक्शन ही बिगन टू स्पीक. अहो मे पश्यत पश्यताज्ञानम हृदि रूढ़म दुरात्मनः पारक्षासैवैव देहस्य भाव्यो मे अक्षौहिणी हता. किंग युधिष्ठिर सेड ओ माय लॉर्ड आई एम द मोस्ट सिंफुल मैन जस्ट सी माय हार्ट विच इज फुल ऑफ इग्नोरेंस. दिस बॉडी विच इज अल्टीमेटली मेंट फॉर अदर्स हैज किल्ड मेनी मेनी फ्लैंक्सेस ऑफ मैन. बाल द्विज सुहृं मित्र पितृ भ्रातृ गुरु दुरह द्रुह न मे श्यान निरयान मोक्षो ही अपि वर्षायुता युतै. I have killed many boys, brahmanas, well-wishers, friends, parents, preceptors and brothers. Though I live millions of years, I will not be relieved from the hell that awaits me for all these sins. नैनो राज्ञ प्रजा भर्तुर धर्मयुद्धे वधो द्विषाम इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः. There is no sin for a king who kills for the right cause, who is engaged in maintaining his citizens, but this injunction is not applicable to me. We see that Yudhishthir Maharaj has taken a very, very humble position. He is just putting everything on himself, although there are so many others involved. Whole armies were there. Krishna was there, everything was there, you know. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, being a thorough gentleman, he started blaming himself for all this. And he's justifying that he should be punished, you know, he's justifying his punishment. He's saying he's killed so many people. So again, you know, he's taking the responsibility. That's the sign of a good king, you know. You take the responsibility of the something going wrong, which is missing today. Nobody wants to take the blame, you know, everybody will say somebody else did something. Even after millions of dollars or trillions of rupees corruption, they will still say that I did not do anything or I did the right thing. But here is the king. That's why this Mahabharata is important for us, you know. We learn so many things. He just is not happy winning the war, because he knows in his heart, although you are a Kshatriya, you still have killed. Because here, as we see, although the Matajis were not involved, you know, kids, children and all, they were not involved. It was all purely the fight between the two armies, the Kshatriyas. But in the process, you know, it was an atomic war also. It was a nuclear war. All these Brahmastras and this and all this. So they do cause some damage to the people also, you know. So it's not that generally the women and old men and children, they did not fight. But still they also got affected sometime, you know. And there are so many, I don't remember how many Akshavani took place, were participating. Akshavani, they say 64, something like that, I remember. Because ultimately you have to reach 640 million deaths. So each Akshavani has 109,000. So that many, yeah, 64, I think, if I'm right, remember correctly. 64, oh no. 6,400 Akshavahini. Now you look at the size of an Akshavahini. 21,870 chariots in one Akshavahini. 21,870 elephants. 65,600 cavalry. Because it's fought in the desert there, so it's like cavalry is there. Of course, cavalry means the horses. Sorry. And 109,650 infantry, means men. That is one Akshavahini. And like that, so many Akshavahini. 640 million ultimately died. And you see now, you divide that by almost four, that many elephants and that many horses, and you know, half that size of horses, 320 million horses, 160 million elephants died during that time, you know, because they are all killed. Most of them were killed. So naturally, Yudhishthira Maharaj is very, very disturbed. And he is saying, no, I don't deserve to be glorified. I deserve to be punished. Because his main regret is that the whole war was fought to make him the king. Because he is admitting here that Duryodhana, although he was evil, but he was taking care of his people. He was evil in his thought, but when it comes to the praja, the people in the state or in the kingdom, they were well looked after. His administration had no fault. And in the scriptures, it is stated that for the sake of maintaining the administration, you have to do the violence sometime, you know, like punish the culprits, fight the war with the enemies. All that is allowed. But even Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying that I am even worse than Duryodhana. Duryodhana did this for maintaining his kingdom, but I did it just to become the king. You know. So he says, this body, It's an interesting thing again, you know, how Bhagavatam slowly, somewhere, you know, just introduces some nice philosophy. Here the philosophy is that this body is meant for serving others. That's all. And Prabhupada says in his purport that when we are alive, we serve somebody or the other, you know, family, children, government, whatever, society, nations, serve our senses. And then, when it is dead, different things happen, you know. Somebody puts them underground, so all these ants and everybody starts eating. Or you are thrown to the dogs and jackals, or you are put in the fire. So, for a pious man, for a devotee like Yudhishthira, it was too much. Generally, when somebody kills somebody, the first punishment starts from within, because his own conscience is going to eat him, you know, all the time. And then it comes outside, external. Some are very tough people. But however tough you are, in your heart you will always have this, you know, this. You will always recall this instance and then suffer accordingly. So now we see that this is a wonderful sort of a prayer of Yudhishthira. You know, Kunti had a different prayer, and Yudhishthira, belonging to her only, is in the same mood. You know, he is also saying that I don't need to be excused. So he wants to hear from Krishna, but Krishna is not telling him anything, because Krishna wants him to hear from Bhishma. That we heard yesterday, and today again Prabhupada mentioned that in the purport. So let us stop here, and if any question, comment is there, we'll take it up. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.